Greetings, lovely listeners. Today I'm going to share with you a tip about, well, it's what I call finishing the sentence with spirit. And I'm going to share with you a tip to help you finish that full thought. I don't want to say thought, but that full oomph of whatever spirit wants to say about whatever they give you. So let's look at a few examples here and dive right in. A classic example that we mediums, when we work with these, you know, people in spirit, we get a lot is, I have a man who worked with his hands, right? That is a full sentence. You've got the gender, you've got a detail, you've got some evidence. But more often than not, we see the medium stop talking after that. They think that that's good enough. They feel the spirit is done speaking on that topic. And what we see the medium do is they literally pause with their voice and speaking. And it's what I call the mind energy, the energy of the conscious mind. Not that the conscious mind is having a thought about the man with his hands, but your energy of your mind has literally ended that sentence that spirit has given you. You have become more, there is a distance in the blend, okay, when we work this way, and you have become more wrapped up with your mind energy of the body moving forward, and you disconnect from that sentence now of the spirit giving you the fact that they worked with their hands, and you've just spoken it, and you've let it go, and you move on. And spirit goes on then to the next sentence that they give. And what's happened here is that the medium has failed to give the whole thought from the spirit person. So a trick I'm going to share with you today is how to unfold the full thought from spirit. And it's very easy. And we have all the power to control it and allow it to happen. And that power comes from our voice, our words, and us speaking. It's very simple. So if I have a spirit who gives me the fact that he works with his hands, you know, right off the bat, I know that these men love to give this, sometimes women, but a lot of men in spirit give this. If I have this happen, what I'm going to do is say, I know I have a gentleman here. First thing he wants me to know is that he worked with his hands. And I see what you're going to do with that first little short sentence of evidence he's given you is you're going to continue speaking with it, with what I call the conjunctions of mediumship. Now, for those of you that don't know grammar and the technical words, two sentences combine together to make a longer, more complex sentence when you throw a conjunction in between. So an example would be, I have a man who works with his hands, comma, conjunction, and I know he did this as a hobby. I have a spirit here who worked with his hands, comma, conjunction, and I feel this was his life from when he was a teenager to old age. Okay. I have a man here who worked with his hands, and I see he built houses. Do you see what I'm doing there, listeners? Okay. Through so much practice with my students and my own mediumship, I absolutely know that we as mediums have some sort of energy chop off where we don't unfold the full compound sentence. We give the first sentence, but we leave off the comma and conjunction. So this episode is all about sharing my tip, my trick with you about how you can bring that last sentence in to make that, you know, full expression that the spirit person wants to say about him working with his hands. Not just that he worked with his hands. He's going to give us something more on that. And so it can flow, though, is my point. When we speak with these these words that are conjunctions with spirit, the flow is there. Because you're allowing spirit to flow fully, and finish what they want to say. And then when they're happy, they keep going and they give you the next piece. And you have a more laid out story, laid out message, not a story with half the sentence, you know, half of the story chopped off because you only gave simple sentences. And it's all within us, the power. All we have to do is throw in our conjunctions. And so, again, you know, if you have a man who works with his hands, you may know it, you may feel it, you may see it. Doesn't matter. That's the great thing about this exercise. You just give whatever conjunction you want to say, and I know, and I feel, and I see. And if that is not the clair that comes up next, you will be able to redirect very easily. I saw it happen twice with my year one students. I have my year one students doing this. The year one students love the images. Okay. And I've got some that are very strong feelers, of course, and strong knowers. I've got it all. But whatever, I know I have a man here. And the year one will stop after that and they're frozen. And what I do is I have to get them to give those conjunctions and keep speaking. So what I do with my students is and they know when I speak to them, when they're in the middle of a contact, that I want them to repeat the words I say. So if I have a student who says, I feel I have a man here, I will then prompt them with their conjunctions and I will say, and I know, and I feel, and I see. You know, if they give a vision, I prompt them with a knowing conjunction. If they give a feeling, I prompt them with a knowing conjunction. If they give a knowing, I'll prompt them with another knowing. And here's the deal. When they repeat those conjunctive words, the Spirit will give them that, or the Spirit will give them the right words to say because they're getting a feeling versus them saying, and I know. So let me explain. I had a student say, I feel I have a man, and I prompted her with, and I know. And she said, and I know, and I see he's a larger framed man. And so what I'm telling you with these conjunctions is even though I prompt my year ones with certain conjunctions to say, and I know versus see versus feel, Spirit will just continue to give. And in that split second, the medium will recognize which clair it is and they will shift their words. So the goal isn't about me, you know, controlling, you know, the goal with me prompting my year ones isn't about controlling what clair comes in next or what piece of information and how. It's just to get them to keep speaking, to finish that whole full thought the Spirit person has. And a lot of times, you know, what I guide them with to say and that conjunction, see, feel, know, it is right. But I have seen my students say, and I don't see, but I feel he was a large man. But the most important aspect about the way that I work with my students in this is that they haven't chopped off the thought from Spirit. And you will be amazed at how the detail unfolds with your sentences, finishing that first, you know, finishing that compound sentence with Spirit, the detail that comes in the second part. Because I think a lot of times that's when the medium gets that bang on evidence. You know, I have a man here who worked with his hands, and I know he had a little workshop, you know, with fish decor inside of it. That's you have allowed that detail to come in. When you think about how we speak as humans, do we start when we're telling someone and we're talking to them about a situation in our life that we want to share? You know, maybe it's just about my daughter's birthday. Do I start out by giving the detail on the cake? Or do I start out by saying, she just had a birthday? You know, do I say, there's this cake with crystals and stones on it, right? And yeah, we had our birthday party yesterday. Or do I say, we had our daughter's birthday party yesterday, and I got her a cake with crystals and stone decor on top? Do you see? Like, it makes so much sense, right? Because again, we're talking with people here in the spirit world. And that detail that you mediums out there desire for that evidential pow, you know, wow, knock them off, knock the socks off, blow them away with your evidence. You know, you mediums out there that want that factor, that are really trying to understand why you're not getting that deep detail. Well, are you finishing your thoughts with spirit? Are you using your conjunctions? I promise you, if you give it a try, you will unfold detail you didn't think you could get. I've seen it this past week or two with my year ones, y'all. It's just a gentle prompt. Keep speaking. That's the thing with those conjunctions. And you'll be amazed at what you can bring through. Okay? And it's all in our power. It's in our control. It's just I think maybe why we chop spirit off sometimes is because, I don't know, maybe there's a part of us that really hasn't relaxed into the spirit person. Maybe it's uncomfortable for us to really keep speaking a lot. I mean, we are coming to a place where we're not speaking as much as humans. We're coming to a place where we're very quick and short with our thoughts and our attention. And maybe that is starting to be reflected in our mediumship. I don't know. That's just a thought, a sense. But try this. So just to recap real quick, when you get that first piece, you have to speak it. And in that speaking it, you release it. The mind is calm. And your conjunction will then allow for that. When you speak through that conjunction, you're releasing that first sentence and allowing for the second sentence to come in to connect in the most beautiful compound sentence to give you even more detail that spirit wants to give. It'll be a little more general, the first see, feel, or know. And then with those conjunctions, and I see, and I feel, and I know, spirit will, you will know if you're getting that see, feel, or know. You'll correct it and you'll give that last full sentence, and the evidence, the detail will be there. But you got to speak. You got to keep speaking. You got to give those conjunctions. And that, I don't even know what I'm going to call this podcast. My last one was speak to the spot, just to get you to keep speaking. And I went into a little more detail now with speaking and how I think it's the most powerful thing we do as mediums. You know, it's our physical voice, it's our physical body, but yet it's a release of energy we're receiving. So it isn't just about the physical body. It's about releasing the energy in our words, with our flow of energy that the spirit person is giving. And so this exercise is kind of just, you know, taking you a little bit further with the power of the voice in your mediumship, and how when it flows, when you speak, it flows. You know, so I hope it helps you mediums out there who want deeper evidence, who maybe are struggling, maybe feeling snatchy. Just there's power in this. There's power in this exercise. I've seen it time and time again with my students and even myself. Get your sticky notes up on your screen, and I know, and I see, and I feel, and speak them. Speak them after that first clear. You have to speak to release and then receive. I leave you with this. Until next time, listeners, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.